KJAN Sports.
It is time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, after Friday night's final week of high school football regular season play, it's time for the playoffs this week, and the brackets are all set. Those bracketings released early Saturday morning after a nearly all-nighter of putting together the list of qualifiers and figuring out all of those bracket setups for the first round of action. Here's a look at the bracketing in the Friday first round of playoff action. This Friday, October 26th, is first round play. In eight-man, bracket C is loaded with area teams. There are four teams in that bracket, all of them from this area, as Exira EHK, sporting an 8-1 record, will be at home Friday night. The Spartans will host Stanton, who comes in 7-2. Fremont Mills, also at 8-1 on the season, will be at home. They'll host Lennox, who's also 7-2 in first-round play, coming up on Friday night. That's in bracket C. Bracket B has Arweva at home. Arweva is 9-0 on the year. They'll host Northwood Kensett in first-round play. Also in bracket B, Newell Fonda's at Southeast Warren. Bracket A has Midland at Iowa Valley and New London at Gladbrook Rhinebeck. While in bracket D, Rockford is at Turkey Valley and Central City will play at Don Bosco in first-round play. In Class A first-round action, just one area team involved. They're a pretty good one, though. It's AHSTW. They head up bracket D. They're 9-0 on the season. They'll be at home Friday night. They'll face Alta Aurelia, who comes in 7-2. North Tama will play at Newman Catholic in the other bracket D matchup. In the other brackets in Class A, at bracket A, it's Linville Sully at Hudson and Highland at Durant. In bracket B, Wapsie Valley plays at Bishop Garrigan. BGM is at Edgewood Colesburg. And in bracket C, Akron Westfield is at Westwood with West Hancock at Hinton in first round play Friday night. In Class 1A playoffs, Trainer made the playoffs in Bracket A. They'll be on the road. Trainer is 8-1. They'll play at West Sioux on Friday night, who's also 8-1. West Lyon plays at South Central Calhoun in the other Bracket A matchup. In Bracket B, Mediapolis is at Bellevue. Wilton will host Pella Christian. In Bracket C, Mount Air is at I-35. South Hamilton plays at Dyke, New Hartford. And in Bracket D, it'll be Sumner Fredericksburg at Van Meter. West Branch at Osage. That's in Class 1A. In Class 2A, three teams from Atlantic's district made the playoffs this year, as Kemper Catholic, OABCIG, and Greene County all found their way into the playoff tournament. In Bracket A, Kemper Catholic at 5-4 on the year will play at 9-0 PCM in the first round. West Marshall plays at Williamsburg. In Bracket B, OABCIG will play at Southeast Valley. Both those teams are 7-2. Boyden Hall Rock Valley will host Spirit Lake in the other Bracket B matchup. Also in Bracket D, it's Greene County playing at Benton Community in first round play. Both those teams 8-1. Sheraton plays at West Liberty in the other matchup. Bracket C has Union at Waukon, Algona at Crestwood in first round play Friday night. And in Class 3A, Harlan Carroll and Lewis Central are all in the tournament. They're all in Bracket B. Carroll will play at Lewis Central on Friday night. Harlan is on the road at Oskaloosa in first round play. Also in Bracket C, Pella is at Cedar Rapids Xavier, Clear Creek Amana at Decorah. In Bracket D, Western Dubuque plays at Solon, while Waverly Shellrock will play at North Scott. And in Bracket A, Bishop Heelan will play at Sergeant Bluff, and Spencer will play at Norwalk. Again, all those games coming up on Friday night, first round of the high school football playoffs. The Iowa Hawkeyes are up a spot to 18th in the latest Associated Press poll after a 23-0 win over Maryland on Saturday. On a day that featured gusty winds of more than 40 miles an hour, Iowa's pass game took a backseat to a ground attack that churned out 224 yards and a defense that limited the Terps to just 115 total yards and 7 first downs. Defensive end Parker Hesse had a sack and 2 tackles for loss in that game.
The way we run to the ball and we play together, that's something that you can trust in basically in any situation, that if you just take care of your job, everybody else is going to take care of theirs, and we're all going to fly to the ball.
Ivory Kelly Martin had 98 yards on the ground as the Hawkeyes had nearly 41 minutes of possession time.
Our numbers are called. We know we have to, do what we have to do, what we've been trained to do. And the coaches trust us enough to, go out there and do that. And, that really showed out down the field.
Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says the Hawkeyes did a good job of adjusting to the conditions.
You get into a game like this with the weather being like it was, and they were calling for that earlier in the week, so they nailed it that way. But it really does kind of limit what happens. You have to be smart about what you do and be realistic about it.
The Hawkeyes are 6-1. They'll visit Penn State coming up Saturday afternoon. Also in the AP numbers, Saturday's loss to Purdue dropped Ohio State from 2nd to 11th in the latest AP football poll. Clemson is at number 2, where they started the season before falling as low as 4th, but Alabama continues its season-long hold in the top spot after claiming all 61 first-place votes for the first time since the 2017 final poll. Notre Dame is 3rd, followed by LSU, Michigan, Texas, Georgia, Oklahoma, Florida, and UCF. Number 25, Appalachian State is ranked in the AP poll for the first time in school history. Others in the AP poll this week, Oklahoma is at 8, Ohio State mentioned 11th, West Virginia 13th, Penn State is at 17, just ahead of Iowa at 18, and Wisconsin is 20th. In the coaches poll this week, it's Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, LSU, and Michigan in the top 5, with Georgia, Texas, Oklahoma, Ohio State, and UCF the top 10. West Virginia is 12, Penn State is 16, Iowa 18, Wisconsin 19 in that poll this week. Well, Northern Iowa's defense stepped up on Saturday, and they held second-ranked South Dakota State out of the end zone in a 24-9 victory in Cedar Falls in a thriller. Panther coach Mark Farley.
The best performance of the season, I would say that. To date, we played very good. Offense, defense, special teams, great team win. Just a full four-quarter game against a really good team.
Farley called it a complete effort as the Panthers improved to 4-3 overall. They're now 3-1 in the Missouri Valley Conference.
Defense did it, offense did it, and the crowd did it. I mean, that's where the dome is effective. And what the crowd did is energize a football team at a critical moment, and they were as much part of that win as anybody else out there.
Marcus Waymiller led the Panthers in rushing. He had 108 yards on the ground in that win on Saturday. In the NFL yesterday, Patrick Mahomes was 28 of 39 for 358 yards and 4 touchdowns as the Chiefs buried the Bengals 45-10 last night, improving to an AFC best 6-1. Kareem Hunt caught 2 scoring passes and finished with 3 scores to help Kansas City rebound from a last-second loss in New England. The Bengals' Andy Dalton was held to just 148 yards passing with a touchdown and an interception by the NFL's worst defense. The loss dropped the Bengals to 4-3 and allowed the idle Steelers from taking over the AFC North lead. Elsewhere in the NFL yesterday, it was the LA Chargers over Tennessee 20-19. New England outscored Chicago 38-31. Tampa Bay over Cleveland in overtime 26-23. Houston beat Jacksonville 20-7. Minnesota over the New York Jets 37-17. Indianapolis topping Buffalo 37-5. Detroit beat Miami 32-21. Carolina over Philadelphia 21-17. New Orleans downing Baltimore 24-23. Washington beat Dallas 20-17. The LA Rams stay undefeated with a 39-10 pounding of San Francisco. Tonight it's the New York Giants at Atlanta. Well, the Los Angeles Angels and the Cincinnati Reds have hired new managers. Angels manager Billy Epler has announced the hiring of Brad Ausmus, who served as his special assistant last season. Ausmus managed the Tigers from 2014 to 2017, going 314-332 and winning the AL Central title in his first season with the team. Ausmus replaces Mike Socha, who left the club earlier this month after 19 seasons in charge. David Bell is the Reds manager, and he takes over a franchise that finished last in the National League Central this year at 67-95 under Brian Price and Jim Riggleman. Bell was a minor league manager for the Reds from 2009 to 2012 and spent 3 years as the Cardinals bench coach. He was San Francisco's vice president of player development last season. Bell and his father, Buddy, are now the fourth father-son duo to serve as major league managers. In the NBA on Sunday, Atlanta beat Cleveland 133-111, Sacramento over Golden State 131-120. It was Denver over Golden State 100-98. The LA Clippers got by Houston 115-112. In the National Hockey League, Tampa Bay 6-3 over Chicago. Calgary beat the New York Rangers 4-1, Buffalo over Anaheim 4-2. In racing, Chase Elliott will carry the momentum into the third round of NASCAR's playoffs after winning at Kansas Speedway. The win bookended his victory at Dover, which opened the second round of the playoffs. Kyle Busch was second, followed by Kyle Larson, Eric Jones, and Martin Truex Jr. Also advancing into the third round were Truex, Kyle Busch, Kurt Busch, Kevin Harvick, Clint Bowyer, Eric Almirola, and Joey Logano. Kyle Larson needed a victory to make it into the third round and was frantically chasing Elliott in the closing laps before finishing third. Ryan Blaney, Brad Keselowski, and Alex Bowman were also eliminated yesterday. And Woody Austin shot a 3-under par 69 for a one-stroke victory over Bernard Langer in the PGA Tour Champions playoff opening tournament at Richmond, Virginia. The 54-year-old Austin finished at 11-under for his fourth senior title and first since 2016. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.